CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to another In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is CliffCentral.com, and this show is where you get to meet the people I'm lucky enough to meet or see or admire from around my world of work in the conferencing industry. One of the things that's been bugging me recently is the fact that I really believe that conference fatigue is creeping in, where people are reluctantly going to their company events because they're getting the same old stuff. Tired speakers, tired kind of overrun event managers putting together events in darkened rooms where nothing really exciting is happening. Unless, of course, you get in a good speaker like the people that I bring you on the show. Or indeed, somebody like today's guest, because he comes from within the conferencing industry as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to introduce you to a man called Mike Lysko. He runs a business called App Your Event, and it's appyourevent.co. I'll mention that a bit later. Leading edge mobile applications for global business. And what he's done in the conference space, as I've seen recently with a massive IT client, has become absolutely remarkable. Let's meet him and find out how he's getting rid of boring, dull conferencing with the stuff that he does. Joining us on Skype from his office here in Johannesburg, Mike Lysko, nice to have you with us on the show, sir.
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much for having me on your show and the opportunity to share our story with your guests.
Let's talk your story then, because App Your Event, what exactly is it?
So App Your Event is a startup that I founded in 2014. Essentially, we build custom apps for events and conferences, specifically for the business events industry. We are a team of six dynamic individuals based here in Sandton in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And what we do is provide a way for event organizers to better communicate with their attendees, as well as get important feedback and provide a great user experience for their attendees, doing away with outdated print material, engaging gamification within the apps that we provide. Just a better experience in terms of bringing the technology aspect into the conference.
So you've named the startup exactly what it is, an app for your event.
And exactly.
I think it's magnificent. I mean, we all know now that people are working massively on smartphones, on tablets, on any form of screen time whatsoever. And apps, of which I believe there are in excess of 7.5 billion in the world today, apps is the new kind of way of doing things in a business-to-business sense. So creating an app specifically for conferences, hey, it's music to my ears. Why is it exciting for the people that are listening to us right now?
So we like to refer to it as the new event essential. It's going to replace all the conference guides and brochures that you get. So it is an essential or integral part of the event, because now you're able to not only get that event content at your fingertips, but you're also able to network with other attendees. You're able to get a better, rich experience in terms of, why am I at this event? Is it just to get information drilled down into me, or am I there for networking purposes? So the app also provides a better way to network with other attendees and hopefully get a good relationship going and breaking the ice through the app.
Knowing what everyone does with their smartphones and their tablets and all the social media implications, there's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all of that stuff. I saw something that said we touch our smartphones now 86 times a day on average, and yet less than 6 of those touches are to make or receive phone calls. People are playing with apps in the real world already, aren't they?
Yes, that's very true. You know, some people fall asleep with their smartphones nowadays, so technology really is an enabler to better the experience overall.
I love what you were saying about it being an event essential as well, because not only is the eco side of it there, no need to put out a conference brochure, no need to print out all the stuff, all the speaker bios, get it all on your app, but more importantly, turn your app for the event into a community where you're literally chatting with people who are delegates, who are speakers, who are involved, suppliers, or the companies themselves, right?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, it really benefits the attendees as well as the event organizers.
Now, your startup happened in 2014. We're in the middle of 2016 now. Your website tells me you're already in 20 countries across Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. There's obviously been huge demand for what it is that you're doing.
Yes, there is a great demand. And we found that because technology is an enabler, we're able to reach countries that we never really thought was possible. So currently we're doing work in about 20 different countries in Europe, Middle East, and Africa. And the experience that we've gotten from our clients is great. It's phenomenal, actually.
Who's been using your services and what have you purpose-designed apps for? What can you tell us about publicly, Mike?
So we are doing some work for Oracle globally. We're also doing work for Sage Pastel, MTN, and numerous medical conferences in South Africa and around Africa. And what they have found is that the real-time analytics that they're getting and trends from their events, you know, second to none, because now they can better understand their attendees and what their attendees essentially want from that particular conference.
Yeah, let me get that into perspective, because first and foremost, the app in the hands, whether it's on a tablet or on a smartphone, in the hands of the delegate, gives you a really modern social media kind of feel for a private event that you're running. But what you've just mentioned about analytics really appeals to the businesses who are paying for that app to go into the conference in the first place. Because if you can give them data in real time, if you can show them who's logged in, who's using it, as well as the fact that delegates can use it to ask speakers live questions or to build a Twitter wall or whatever else it may be, this mm-hmm. must be really exciting news to event managers themselves.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, a way to match people. So in terms of what are you interested in at an event? So there is numerous other people that are also interested in the same thing. So why not connect those two people together? Exactly like Facebook does a suggested friend or so forth. So you can think of it that way in terms of the event app.
It's weird for me at the moment because, let's be honest, probably 1 in 100 conferences that I've attended this year has actually had an app in it, and yet 99 of the others needed an app in the first place. People tend to be frightened by two things, from what I understand. They're frightened of cost, and they're also frightened of the accessibility or usability of the app in its own right. Let's deal with the cost issues first and foremost. What does an app like this generally cost, and then what can it do for me?
So you're looking in the range, depending on the functionality required. You could look at around $3,000 to $5,000 for a typical event. But then in terms of the cost, I mean, if you are not printing so much material now, you can use a portion of that budget to the app. You can also look at using a portion of your marketing budget towards the app, because you can use it as a marketing tool to drive messages pre-event, at the event, and post-event. In terms of the user experience, yes, there's a lot of apps out there that do not provide a great experience, and there are a lot as well that do provide a great experience. So it really comes down to the cost. If you are ready to pay for a quality app experience for your users, then it's definitely the route you should consider.
And the amount of money you're talking about already, most people spend more money than that on the muffins for the tea breaks at the conferences there. So really, cost shouldn't be an issue. How accessible is the app? I mean, is it usability? That's the key thing. Put it into a delegate's hands who's never seen the app before. How long does it take them, A, to download it typically, and B, to start using it to its maximum effect? Is it a massive learning curve?
I don't think so. Our apps are designed in a way that they're very user-friendly, simple to understand and navigate around. So, I mean, the whole process could take 1 minute just to download the app, have a content, and it's stored on your device. So it doesn't mean you need constant Wi-Fi connectivity to be using the app. Yes, for real-time updates and live polling, you will need internet connectivity, but it's pretty much stored on your device. And you're able to access that info on the go and wherever. In terms of, just to give you an example, we're getting around an average of 70% adoption rate with our clients. And the demographic is, you know, anywhere from 30 years old to about 60 years old. You know, we're doing some conferences or trade shows that have hobby enthusiasts coming through. And they're they're saying what a wonderful tool, because now they can get content delivered to them on a monthly basis where they weren't able to get that content previously.
One of the things that intrigues me, Mike, talking about your particular app, and I've seen it and used it, and I know how intuitive and how easy it is to use in my own particular life, so there's no problem with that at all. At the events where I've seen it working, it's just been magnificently well received. In terms of what you mentioned, though, a few minutes ago, you said there are other apps around that don't do terribly much. Are a lot of people moving into this app space in the event space as well, or are you still pretty much as a young startup out there on your own in your area of specialization?
I think competing on a local scale, you know, we are really reaching the early adopters, but on a global scale, yes, we do have quite a bit of competition, but competition is good and it's healthy and it keeps us on our toes. And we are looking at, you know, with the recent work that we're doing, we are not only considering South Africa, we are playing on a global field.
I know, and particularly with the IT company that you mentioned earlier, I know you're doing a pan-European series of events with them, and I've looked at that app and it looks magnificent for what you're doing. If it is 1 in 100 conferences using this new technology right now in South Africa, where would you put the figure for use as a percentage in European or Middle Eastern conferences right now for apps like your own?
So I think it is a growing trend. A lot of companies are encouraging to go the green route. So, you know, save the trees, save the environment, look at a way to include technology as enabler for these events. So you are finding that, you know, European markets and so forth, overseas markets are a little bit ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a norm for them. But yes, we are still picking up in this country. So yeah, I'm very, very excited for the future.
One of the things that I really enjoyed hearing about your company, appyourevent.co, was that when MTN, the mobile provider, ran their App Awards of the Year, maybe the ultimate feather in your cap was the fact that you couldn't enter because your app was the one that they ran the event on themselves.
Yes, that was quite a feather in the cap, quite an accolade for us. For that specific event, we had an adoption rate of 98%. Pretty much everyone downloaded the app that was there, because we also included a way to incentivize people to get a game. So we had a scratch card built into the app. So people downloaded the app. They took their chances on scratching this digital scratch card, and prizes were given away. So the event organizer was happy because they were getting the engagement going, and they were also giving away prizes to people. So yes, we received very, very good feedback with that app.
One of the other things on a premium version of your app, I've also heard that you can order drinks, because one of the biggest problems at conferences is that nobody knows from a client point of view who's drinking what and who ordered that round of 47 shooters at 3:15 in the morning. You can actually build the actual drinks into the phone app, can't you, where people order their own drinks and the tab gets added up so everyone knows who drank what and what the costs were at the end of the day.
Yeah, so currently that's in beta at the moment. So we're doing a lot of testing and development in that environment. But yes, it's a great way for auditing as well. So you are tracking in terms of, you know, it's just not pointless spend. You do know what is going where, essentially.
What excites me about the whole aspect of these new apps and this breed of them that's coming forward, changing the technology, lightening up this dull, boring conference-in-a-box kind of industry in which I earn my living, as Mike Lysko now does himself, is the fact that when new stuff comes to the fore, the early adopters seem to be the ones who get the maximum value out of it as well. But this is going to become a de facto standard in the next few months and years very, very quickly. I mean, if you're looking at a South African startup like App Your Event that began in 2014, in 2 years they've been adopted by 20 countries across EMEA, which to me sounds absolutely fantastic. I mean, Mike, you must be feeling very, very happy with the idea that you had to get this damn thing off the ground.
Yes, I'm feeling very happy, but, you know, the work never stops. So especially in the IT or software industry and the startup space, you know, you never sleep. So, you know, that keeps us on our toes, and because we've got a global mindset, we are really challenged every day, and we face those challenges head on.
I love that. And we could have done an entire interview talking about software development in its own regard, because Mike Lysko, our guest on the show, is absolutely one of the best in South Africa that's getting involved in this. Time is against us. I've got to thank Mike for being with us. Please go and check out his website, App Your Event. That's APP for application, appyourevent.co, not .co.za, just .co. Go and check it out for yourself. There's some fantastic stuff, and that's the kind of caliber of person that you're getting to meet right here on In Conference with Michael Jackson. From me and Cliff Central, thank you for being with us on this podcast.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.